KSL's top story this hour, the losing streak is now 6 for the BYU Cougars, who need to turn things around immediately.
Keep the guys rallying together and keep them united and find a way to win the next one.
The Cougars' losing streak. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on what's next. Mary?
Amanda, now it's a focus on the top down in the worst start for the Cougars since 1968. Coach Lonnie Sitake says the defense as well as the offense needs a hard look, as does leadership.
I keep saying coaches need to find ways, myself and all of our coaching staff need to find ways to score points and stop people from scoring.
But here's where hope springs eternal. The schedule should get easier from here. They knew it would be tough the first half. The rest of the teams have a losing record. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour. Time is running out to salvage the BYU football season.
Find a way to get this turned, and that's everybody involved.
The Cougars' losing streak. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more on that story. Mary?
There's no other way to say it. The offense has to score. They did get this touchdown on Saturday.
Tanner loads up, throws on the seam, and it's a touchdown to Alebahifo!
But the defense had trouble Saturday. They were on the field more. Coach Sitake talked about that.
It's just really difficult. So when our defense isn't playing great and our offense hasn't done anything yet this year, then it causes problems for us.
So that's the to-do list this week. Sitake says guys have to step up, make plays, get things fixed, and perform a lot better next game. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.